many stories from the Puranas. Of course, the Bhagavad Purana is explaining many of the stories of Narada Muni, and we can understand the importance of transformation, because human form of life is meant to transform consciousness. The difference between the animal and the human is that the animal has no jurisdiction over his consciousness. If he is born with the consciousness of a crow, he will stay a crow. If he's born with the consciousness of an insect or an animal, he will stay like that. But the human being has a great responsibility. This is explained in the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra. It says, Atata Brahma Jignasya. Atata Brahma Jignasya means, Atata means now is the time. Now is the time, Brahma Jignasya. Now is the time to understand the difference between matter and spirit. Krishna says in the Gita that knowledge means to know the difference between matter and spirit and the controller of both. So Krishna says, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyute Characharacharam Etunanena Kuntaya Jagati Parivartate. Now this material energy, Maya, is working under my direction, producing all moving and non-moving beings. So all of us, we are born Prakriti Kriyamanani Guna Karma Vibhagasham. We are all born into a particular type of Prakriti. Some of us, we are born in Rajagun, Tamagun, some of us Sattagun. And these gunas, they are the quality of the nature. So we see that some people are very good, some are very passionate, and some are ignorant, like that. It is realistic, scientific, not a sentimentality. People sometimes get bewildered by studying Vedic literature because they think many of it is just sentimentality. But it's all very, very scientifically explained. That everything in this material creation has higher, middle, and lower qualities. Isn't it? Something is very high, mediocre, and lower. Similarly, our nature is also like that. Everyone is aspiring for a high nature, high consciousness. But due to the influence, as Krishna says in the Gita, kama esha krodesha, that is kama, these are the influences on the body. So some of us are born like Madraris, who are born into conditional life. As it says, Ramai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Vamasa Stani Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. That the living entity, Krishna says, is my part and parcel, and he is in me and he is mine. But due to conditional life, he is struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. Now, the conditional life is very important because we are born into certain conditions. I am thinking I'm Irish, someone's thinking I'm English, someone's thinking I'm Indian, I'm German, I'm French. These are all temporary conditions. Just like Napoleon was thinking that he was French. But France is still there, but where is Napoleon? Julius Caesar was thinking I'm Roman. Rome is still there, but where is Julius Caesar? Billions of people have come to India thinking they were Indian. India is still there, but where are all the Indians from? They will all come and go. Similarly, England. Millions of people were thinking they're English. England is still there, but where is Churchill? Where is all these people? They're all gone, because the material world, we are only visiting here. We are visitors. And according to that visit, we get a certain type of consciousness. So human life means to change the consciousness. We cannot just accept our material consciousness and think that we will progress. Because at the time of death, Krishna says, whatever you are thinking at the time of death, that you will become in your next life. Whatever consciousness you have developed. If you have developed the consciousness of making some material situation, then again you have to come back into the material body. So therefore, Krishna consciousness means that human life needs to develop a higher consciousness. And that is why people who are aspiring for higher consciousness, they have to read these literatures. You should study very carefully Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavat. These literatures are extremely rich in scientific knowledge. But people in Kali Yuga, because this is the Kali Yuga, Kali Yuga means people are by nature, Sumanda, the Bhagavad explains that they are very lazy for spiritual life. For material life, they are very, very enthusiastic. If you give someone the latest newspaper about the Indian politics or Indian movie stars, everyone is jumping, let me see them. If you give about Krishna or anything, all these things, they're all old wives' tales. They don't interest me at all. I want to get money, money, I want to get business, I need to know what is the stock exchange. What the price of gold. These are the things that occupy the mind, because it's not just in India, in any country, the materialistic things are very, very important because they're related to the body. So the more we're attached to the body, the more we are very enthusiastic for the things related to the body. But all of these things related to the body will disappear. They'll all disappear, because when we leave this world, we don't take anything. We may have 25 million Rolls Royces. We won't even take one penny, one piece of car. We won't, if we own half of the world, we still leave without it. And all the crores of rupees in our bank account, that is left to our children to squander. That is the nature. The father works hard all life. I've seen it many times. A friend of mine is a doctor in England. He became a millionaire by property speculation. So he was telling me, he was giving his son £100,000. He wasted every penny. Then he came back for another £100,000. So that man now is 73. So he knows that all his money he has to leave to these children. They will waste everything. And that is the luck, you see? The luck of life. And so someone's thinking that I've made all this money. He sacrificed everything to make this money. But at the age of 73, 75, what can you do? You're not going to go running around the world enjoying it, are you? So it took him so much time. And now he's becoming very introspective. Introspective means he's starting to study, what is the meaning of all this? Because we work hard. This body, we are working very hard for the body. You could say 80 years of your life. Suppose you live to be 80 years of life. And you work for your body, you look after it, you feed it, you clean it, etc., etc. And at the end, it just drops down on you. It doesn't do anything exciting. It just falls over. So that is the meaning of Maya. Maya means not this. This is the illusion of the material world that in the Western world we see. All these boys and girls are coming from Western society. They're educated. They have graduation. Some parents, just like Alfred Ford. He is a good friend. I met him in India when he was there. Alfred Ford is the grandson of Henry Ford. You know, he is wearing tilak and dhoti, chanting Hare Krishna. His last donation he gave was $10 million. He gives regularly, 10 million, 20 million, nothing for him. And yet, the material world to him has no interest whatsoever. Nothing. And yet there are millions of people who would love to get hold of $10 million, isn't it? But he writes the check out to Krishna, because he is mad after Krishna. And you see, in India now, they're mad after Ford motor car, Ford this, Ford that. So Mr. Ford is chasing Krishna and they're chasing Ford cars. So who's the gainer? You see? Who's the gainer? There are many people like that. They have seen so much accumulation of wealth, big houses. I remember when we were staying with Mr. George Harrison in 1971. He was his bank account £500 million. But every day he was chanting japa, 8 hours a day, 7 hours a day, chanting mala, japa. And he gave us this big house, which is now worth about 3-4 million. He just donated it. Because to him, you cannot replace the sweetness of understanding God. In the material world, you may find some material sweetness, but that thing was only temporary. It will only last very limited. So there's many, many stories in the history of mankind of people changing their consciousness. That change of consciousness is very essential, because if you carry on material consciousness, then continually, Krishna said, that the soul is continually passing from baby to boy to youth to old age, jara, and then death. So we have come through millions of bodies. Everyone in this room has been through millions and millions of bodies. We have had millions of wives and millions of children and millions of families. Not a new thing in this life. But every time you think it's a fresh thing, because the memory is dull. Just like none of you can remember when you were a two-month-old baby. You can't remember. But all of you in this room were two-month-old babies. At that time, you thought that the most important thing was some milk from your mother or something. Now, body has changed, circumstance changed. Again, the body of the 10th year or the 20th year is different from the body of the 40th year, different from the body of the 60th year. But eventually, the body will disappear. So, therefore, spiritual life is there where one must change his heart. Just like Mugrari was very interested in killing animals. So, in the Isha Upanishad, it says, Asurya namate loka handena tamasavita tamste pratipikachanti yeke chakma hanojanaha. Hanojanaha means the killer of the soul. It says, the killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the darkest regions of ignorance. So Upanishad is saying that this killing of the soul, this is modern society. Modern society is killing the soul. Because they have no interest in secular society. Now in India, you can't even, if you go to teach Bhagavad Gita in a school, they will throw you out. Secular society. Secular means what? Atheism. That they're becoming more and more atheistic, and the movies are becoming more and more licentious. Now you have Bollywood, they're making movie after movie. Every year they're getting worse. Television is coming, satellite television, 50 channels. They will watch everything. But none of that thing will give them any understanding of life. It will simply prolong the disease of material life. So now we're going to show, because I'd like to inform people a little bit about the activities of our Guru Maharaj around the world. So we have a slideshow. We use modern technology to serve God, not to serve ourselves. So we have a slideshow which is going to show you about the activities of the Hare Krishna movement around the world and how this Krishna consciousness is very simple but very attractive. So many people have taken it up because it is a direct connection with the Supreme Personality of God.